You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. So the summer's coming to an end right now, and I wanted to talk with you about something that I've seen a lot of over the past 3 months. And that is guys that are showing me their chest. And we start out seeing it on virtual consultations, and then eventually they're coming into the office and showing me what's been plaguing them and bothering them for many, many years. And it's the female appearance of breasts on a guy's chest. And the word that we're always using is something called gynecomastia. But what most of the guys tell me that they don't like is man boobs. And I wanted to talk to you about what this is and how we can fix it, because I have seen an inordinate amount of it over the past few months. And I got to tell you, I'm seeing at least one or two a week in guys of all shapes and sizes, people that are fit, not fit, people that are young, people that are older. And it is something that can really be taken care of in a number of different ways. And once it's fixed, all I can tell you is that it opens up the world to so many of you guys. I even have some patients that are female, some women patients that have brought their husbands in because it's something that they've been so upset about for so many years. Just last week, I saw somebody that I'm going to be operating on in a couple of weeks, and she came in with her husband because she had been telling me about this for years. She's been my patient for a very long time, and she just told me when the grandkids come over, her husband's always been so embarrassed to take his shirt off in their pool when they go on vacation together with the families. And it's just very, very upsetting. And it's something that always just is on his mind. And when I explained to him how simply it can really be treated, he couldn't believe that he lived with it for over 50 years of his life without ever going to get something like this taken care of. So first, let me go over what it actually is. The bottom line is that gynecomastia is an appearance on a man's chest that he has breasts. And usually, this can be separated out into three different scenarios. The fatty tissue that's there can be mostly all fat. It could be mostly all breast tissue, but the most common is a marbleization or a combination of some fat and some breast tissue. Now, we know that a lot of bodybuilders, and I've taken care of a lot of them over all my 27 years of being in practice, a lot of bodybuilders that have been on steroids and other types of things end up growing breasts. And in this particular case, it really isn't fatty tissue at all. It's literally breast tissue. And the reason for this is the steroids, and there's probably a list of about 23 other things that are medical type drugs that could just be from marijuana use or from other medical use or just from other things. When you ingest those and it goes through your liver, if your liver processes it and it sees it as a precursor of estrogen, sometimes estradiol or one of the estrogen containing compounds that are hormones, your body starts to produce estrogen, and one of the stimulatory organs that likes the estrogen is breast tissue. So if you've been ingesting or smoking something or doing something that is triggering a hormonal response in your body that's estrogen-like, it can stimulate your breasts to grow. So we know that this is something that certain medications have that side effect. But what mostly happens, and those are the people that I really see mostly, are kids that are in their adolescent ages many times have a fatty distribution of tissue around their breasts. By the time they're 17 or 18, that whole thing has turned around. So in the beginning, during that 13-year-old range, sometimes estrogen is racing more through a young boy's system than this testosterone has caught up to yet. But by the time they're 17 or 18, there's a whole shift in the hormonal distribution where now there's more testosterone than estrogen. And before you know it, that fatty baby fat or that tissue that was around the breasts goes away, and they lose that body fat in that area. But there is a subsection of patients that never end up burning off that fatty distribution or the little bit of breast tissue that may have grown. And as they get older and maybe start to work out more and do more things, they start to realize, like, you know what? Even though my biceps and my chest and my legs and everything else is getting more manly or more muscular, my chest is still not developing the way I want. And I've seen a lot of patients like that over the years. And I try to explain to them that no matter how many bench presses or any kind of push-ups or anything else where you're really trying to build up your pec muscles, it's going to be very unlikely that you're going to be able to spot, reduce, or burn off the fat that's in that area and usually a little bit of breast tissue. And that's where a procedure like some liposuctioning and then an excision or a removal of some of the breast tissue or all of the breast tissue can be done. And again, it's done nowadays in such an aesthetic fashion that it almost looks like your chest has been chiseled into a really beautiful shape. We're able to, so just to give you an example, last week we took care of a young man who, in unbelievable shape, but again, he's in that category of someone that from the age of 17 onward just was never able to get rid of the extra fat and breast tissue on his chest. So albeit, you know, a guy that's in amazing shape, has a six-pack, looks terrific, I was able to go in and literally chisel away all of the extra fat that was on his pecs and then through a very small incision around the areola, take out some of the breast tissue. And it looks amazing. Back to the gym in probably 2 weeks, not doing chest workouts yet, but other things, lower body, any kind of cardio type things would be fine. So that's one category. But we have some other guys that come in that literally have, and again, it could be because of the coronavirus and the whole pandemic. You've stayed away from the gym. You started eating over these 6 months, let's say, and the fat started to accumulate around the chest. And we took care of a patient like this about 2 weeks ago who literally had a tremendous amount of liposuctioning on his chest. And we did a little bit of a breast lift on him as well, where we cut away some extra skin. So my point is that I just want to make sure that everyone that's listening that may have this as something that bothers them, just realize that there are multiple ways of taking care of it. And sometimes you really want to have a physician take a look at it first, because if you have a one-sided enlarged breast, that may be something to really check into an endocrinologist, to check your hormones, to even have a mammogram done, even though you're a guy, because a unilateral or a one-sided swelling or an inflammation or a progression of enlargement of the gland and in this case, it's the breast, on one side could be an indication that something's going on. Because over my 27 years of being in practice, we've actually had a couple of men that did have breast cancer. And again, it is something to get checked out. If it's unilateral, if it doesn't look like it's just a symmetrical swelling or just a fatty amount of tissue, that is definitely something to go to your doctor and have them take a look at it. And then again, it's something that we can address very simply, but it is something to look into. The last part of this that I just wanted to make sure I'm addressing is the concept of how else can you take care of this area that does present as mostly fat? Because you have to remember, when you go in to see a plastic surgeon about anything like this or something else, a clinical examination and a diagnosis is hugely important, because there are so many different ways nowadays to take care of things. So when I'm doing my virtual consultations, I'll have my patients do a lot of manual manipulations of, in this case, we're talking about a chest, but I really want to see what those tissues are like. And I always say, even though we're doing this as a virtual consultation, I definitely need to see you in the office so I can palpate the area and feel what we're talking about. Because one of the things that I know works amazingly well in killing fat cells is something called CoolSculpting. And we do that here in the office, and we have been doing it in the office since it was FDA approved in 2009. But it's very important that when you're getting a consultation about, let's say, CoolSculpting for something like gynecomastia, the person that's evaluating you can discern, is it fat that we're really squeezing here, or is it breast tissue, or is it a combination of both, but there's more breast tissue than there is fat? Because I'm going to give you, again, from my experience, we've had a number of patients that have come in to see me over this pandemic, and they're working from home, and I've seen them on the virtual consultation, and at least two of them that come to mind had CoolSculpting done elsewhere in another facility, another place, on their chest, and they said there was absolutely no result. Now, when I hear that, a couple of things come to mind. The first is, A, they didn't have it done properly. B, they didn't have enough sessions of CoolSculpting performed on the area so that they could see a sizable reduction, a sizable improvement. Or C, they have more breast tissue on their chest than fatty tissue. And despite the fact that some of that fat may have been killed and taken away by CoolSculpting, because they have so much breast tissue, they could have CoolSculpting from today till next year, and that CoolSculpting is not going to make the breast tissue go away. So I'm using this as an analogy or as an explanation for other things, but that's why I think it's very important to make sure that you're getting a good, thorough physical exam by someone who either wants to operate on you or do CoolSculpting on you or anything like that, so that you can really discern what the tissues are that we're going after. Because again, breast tissue is not going to be liposuctionable. Breast tissue is not going to be CoolSculptable. That's going to be something that we actually have to cut out, but it can be done in such an elegant, aesthetic fashion that it shouldn't, you know, prevent you from coming in to get that evaluated or looked at. But I do think with so many people being able to work from home, and with so many people now trying to start working out all over again and getting themselves in shape, if that's an area that you're having difficulty changing, it may be something to come in and talk to your plastic surgeon about, just to see if there are options for you to like resolve those issues. And do not hesitate to think about doing other things to the chest to make it look more aesthetically pleasing too. We have a lot of guys that have very enlarged areola. We have guys that around their armpit region have a lot of skin tags and things like that that they never thought about even getting them removed. But once we start talking about doing something for the gynecomastia, I'll say to them, you know, while we're doing this gynecomastia procedure, do you want me to just get rid of some of those skin tags that are around that area? Because that is a zone that tends to grow a lot. So just things to think about. If this is somebody that you know or could be you, definitely reach out to talk to a plastic surgeon or somebody that's doing this so that you could really, you know, take this off of the list of things that may be on your mind troubling you, because it really doesn't have to be something that's that you live with for the rest of your life. It is something that really can be handled very, very elegantly and very aesthetically. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.